Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's secure, foresee, and get underway. We love inspirational startup stories here on Home Business.
And honestly, Margo has wisdom beyond their years for any young entrepreneur thinking of starting their own business.
Honestly, Margo is a bath and beauty brand built by a mother-daughter team that began from a young girl's dream to create a business based upon inspiration, belief, and persistence.
Irene and Margo Giannos have woven their business to stand for a strong woman sisterhood, celebrating women's ability to be empowered, have confidence, and know that anything is possible.
This mother-daughter team provides great startup advice for entrepreneurs of any age as they carve out a strong niche in a tough competitive environment.
So greetings, Irene and Margo Giannos. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks for connecting in today. So you're connecting in from Oklahoma City.
Yes, thank you for having us.
How are things in Oklahoma?
Cold today.
Chilly. Very chilly.
Surprising.
Oh, well, we love it. We love it as entrepreneurs. We just got to adapt to the seasons.
Yes, yeah. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do.
Great. So before learning more about your startup journey, please share a brief overview of Honestly Margo. Tell us a little about your business.
So Honestly Margo is a bath, beauty, and aromatherapy brand. So we have different products ranging from bath fizz, an alternative to a bath bomb, to aromatherapy balms, to tinted lip balms, to lip balms.
A lot of bombs in there. I'm getting like excited from having been in the military, you know.
Bombs. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be funny.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. So with your business, it sounds like, do you like group a lot of products together? Like you take related products and kind of market them, try to package them together?
Mm-hmm. We do that. So our, like our bath products. So we have our Bubble Fizz bath powder. It's like a bath bomb in a jar you sprinkle in the tub, in a shaker. So we have those. Those all have like beautiful marbling packaging, but we have like matching, like we have like lotions that match. And we're coming out with another product line to add to that, but those all have similar products. And then our aromatherapy products all have, similar labels. And
we look for things that we create things that complement one another.
Great.
Oh, okay. So that kind of ties into packaging related products together. You look for things that that complement each other. So, you know, you're in a tough competitive niche. Do you find that you need to develop a lot of products ongoing, or do people kind of settle on products and you get good reorders, or do you always have to be in it? Feel like you always have to be innovative and keep generating new products?
Yes, we both. We have products that they reorder over and over again, the tried and true favorites and staples, like that Serenity over there. Mm-hmm. And we also, you know, are always, you either innovate or you evaporate. So you're always having to come up with new things. Stores are wanting new, fresh, new things. I mean, they want what's hot, what's fresh. And every 6 months we are launching new products that go with our existing line. So we're always keeping it fresh and fun.
So you don't evaporate. I like that. Innovate or evaporate. That's great.
That was good.
Yeah, you find a good sweet spot. You find things that work, but then you keep developing products because that's an interesting angle. I hadn't really heard that before about when you do market to a store or say a specialty niche, they're going to want to see, you know, it's always about putting something new in. So, you know, it sounds like you've got that targeted pretty well.
Yes. Every 6 months they are anxious to see what's new.
We're constantly working on new products.
We're already slating things for next summer.
Well, you know, many businesses begin with a spark of, you know, inspiration. What was the inspiration that sparked Honestly Margo?
So I started Honestly Margo out of my kitchen. I was making lip balms and selling them at school to my friends. And, you know, she saw how everyone was loving my products. And I always had this entrepreneurial spirit before that. And so she kind of noticed and said, you know, hey, why don't we do something with this? So almost 6 years later, here we are.
So I bet that helped. That helped you make friends in school, probably. It's like the cool kid has got all the cool products, and that's pretty good. I mean, you know, seeing that you had a market like that, you know, and seeing it in school, that's interesting.
Yeah, no, I actually started with my pumpkin cheesecake lip balm and my peppermint lip balm, and I was selling them at school to my friends, and it was around this time, like November, before Christmas, and, you know, my friends would buy one, and then they would love them, and they would come back and say, okay, I want, like, six for, like, gifts, and I was like, oh, shoot, I can't keep up, and so, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, were you doing some kind of product development with these, or did you find some place that wholesaled them to you, and then you repackaged them, or... Kind of how did that get started? That's an interesting way to
bring a product in. Development. So I was making lip balm like literally on our stove with like a double boiler, like going to like Whole Foods, trying to come find healthy ingredients and like playing around, like learning, hey, water does not harden.
Our kitchen was the lab.
Yeah.
Did anything ever blow up in that kitchen like like a mad chemistry product project or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. Huh. Yeah, I mean, that's young age like that, being able to innovate and actually experiment with different product combinations and come up with things that would sell. That's fascinating. But, you know, before we move on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Safety Technology. Start a home-based business marketing non-lethal self-defense products. Work with Safety Technology, industry leader for 29 years. Sell through shows, home party swap markets, auction sites, and your own website. For more information, visit HelpDefendPeople.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
The old saying goes, riches and niches. Honestly, Margo is in a tough competitive beauty and bath market. How have you carved out a strong niche?
Well, we are bath and beauty, and everything beauty and body related is really hot. People love those kinds of products. And, you know, our market, we always are trying to come up with products that we know that are unique, that are fresh, that are fun, and that are different. But in addition to that, when they look beyond that, when they go to our website, the first thing they see is they see a picture of us. And when they look at the packaging and when they read what it says and when they read a little bit more into our story, we're all about women empowerment and believing in yourself and dreaming big and knowing that anything is possible and working hard. And so, our niche is really, you know, innovative products, fun products, unique products, but with a message behind them, which I think kind of sets us apart from just your regular other bath and beauty brands.
Yeah, I think that's really unique what you've been able to do, in that a lot of times people just take a niche and they build it strictly on the product, but you've taken an actual brand of, you know, empowerment and sisterhood, and have actually tied that to building the niche and strengthening the niche. And you know, I guess you get some pretty good feedback from that with your customers that, you know, they identify with this brand.
Yeah. Oh, they love it.
Sure. Yeah.
They love it. Young girls, especially, Margo, I mean, she just turned 18. She's a senior in high school. And so she's been doing this all throughout her years in school and goes to school full time. And so she's a role model and people look up to her, look up to that. And even adults look up to her and to what we're doing, just because it is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. And to be able, for me to be able to inspire other young girls and other kids to see like an example of, you know, you really can do something, is really cool to me and really special.
Now you're supposed to be having people inspiring you, and you're out inspiring them at your young. I mean, this is a fascinating journey. Plus the innovation of it, where you're able to take this branding to the next level and get a competitive advantage with it. It's fascinating. But you know, we love business war stories around the Home Business Podcast. What are some of the bigger challenges that you faced, you know, getting Honestly Margo launched?
I think some of the biggest challenges, when we started out with just three little lip balms, and I was also 12 when we launched. I think the biggest challenge is for people taking me seriously. That still happens, but not as much. But when we first started, you know, we only had three little lip balms, and I was this little girl just, here, hi, will you carry my lip balms in your store? So for people to realize that I really wanted it to be a legit business and we are a real company, I think was was definitely been a big challenge for us.
So kind of the challenge you had was going into these traditional markets and getting them to, you know, to take you seriously and to give it. Anything like stand out from there? Any kind of like, you know, breakthrough moments when the first, you know, you got your first large order or anything particularly interesting? Because that's fascinating.
I think just probably, you know, going to our shows. We, you know, we go to all of the gift shows and that's how we grow our business. Yeah. So stores come and find us there. And, you know, the first time we went, you know, we went to Dallas because it was close by because we live in Oklahoma City. We said, let's give it a shot. You know, we got a lot of stores in our local area. Well, what's next? Let's go to the next closest one. And so that's what we did. And it was, you know, seeing that it was even more eye-opening to her that, wow, this really can be something bigger, you know, and there was a buzz about this young 13-year-old girl there, and stores were excited about it and coming. And so that was kind of a breakthrough moment going, hey, you know, this really is a real thing.
So a couple of key points there. You're hitting the trade shows for your specific product, that probably can't be emphasized enough as an important thing. But by the time you got there, you found out that you had a little bit of buzz based on the brand that you had already started to build before you got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, well, really, we had not created it. We created the buzz when we got there.
Yeah. Oh.
They were like,
because they were surprised.
Who is this? What is this?
It quickly when you got there, and that's
right.
Fascinating.
And a lot of people, when they walk by, they would assume, oh, the mom is like, oh, she's putting up her little daughter up in front to sell for her.
Mm. Yeah.
She's cute. But then people realize when they came in that it was.
I mean, even up until this summer, someone asked us, oh, so you started this for her? And I said, honey, absolutely not. I did not do this for her. She created it from the beginning, and I took it with her, and we worked together to help her grow. Obviously, she was a minor. She was 12. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you're building a strong brand centered on sisterhood and female empowerment. How is social media playing a role in building these connections?
Social media is key in that. I mean, there aren't very many people who are not on social media nowadays. And so I think it affects, you know, what we shop for, how we, you know, how we style ourselves, how we dress ourselves, the products we buy, and how we think. So it's highly influential. I think it's way different now than it was 20 years ago, you know, compared to, you know, print magazines. This is, social media is a place to share our voice with the rest of the world. And they see and they hear everything that we have to say, and I think it plays a huge role.
So, okay, Keith, I imagine that ties in pretty strongly with the brand you've built and maintaining that brand, and so you're reinforcing that through social media, probably on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're always engaging with people. We're talking to people, you know, young girls, individual people who are just shopping, stores, a lot of stores engage with us. We engage with them. So it's a great, I mean, thank God for social media. I love it. I'm glad that it's here and present and able to facilitate businesses like ours.
Do you get a lot of referrals through social media? Is it a good referral agent?
Absolutely. Yeah, stores see our products and they go, you know, we saw your stuff on Instagram and we want to carry it. We saw so-and-so is carrying it, so we want to carry it. We saw them post about it, so we want to carry it. So, yeah, you know, so that it's definitely, a huge asset to us.
Any social media mentioned Instagram. Has that been pretty strong for you? Are there any others you like in particular for your business?
Facebook,
for sure.
Facebook.
Both of those two are two strongest.
Mm-hmm. Instagram is more of a younger crowd, and a lot of our stores are on Facebook. A lot of the store owners and
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Honestly Margo business model is heavily linked with, you know, e-commerce product, you know, product fulfillment and the like. You know, talk to us a little bit about how you make online marketing in this business work.
Well, we have our great e-commerce website We have a great website that allows people to see and shop all of our products. You can go to honestlymargo.com to take a look at all of our products. And again, that social media integrates and helps ties in with all of that. People get to see the products. They get to learn about the products, the benefits of the products. You know, we've got here, pull that room with here.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So like, for example, like this is like our number one product is our, one of our number one products is our Serenity.
Oh, yeah. Hold that up to the camera.
Yeah. Put the lid on it. Yeah. So hold it up for them to see. Okay. So like we get to share on social media. That's our Serenity Vapor Balm. And that has menthol, eucalyptus, and they
peppermint,
and they can use it for stress, headaches, by rubbing it on their foreheads and temples, their nose for, you know, stress relief, chest, cold, congestion. So they get to see, social media gets to help teach people more about our products. And then again, that drives them to our website for purchase. Mm-hmm.
So the website also kind of, I guess it acts sort of like a hub for your social media connections too, where people can start there and then branch out to your different connections. Do you find that pretty important in keeping connected with the different social media channels?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. On our website, we even have down at the bottom, we have a place where they can see all our current pictures, and then so they can click on them and.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you know what I really liked about your website is, I went on and clicked through it getting ready for the podcast, and I immediately got a sense of your brand, you know, who you were and, the mission statement you have about sisterhood, and then, you know, linking it with the products. And it was pretty simple too. You didn't barrage people with a lot of detail, which is a big mistake I see. People try to hit you with too much information. You've got it nicely spaced out.
Thank you. Love that great feedback.
This has been a great discussion on the inspiring story behind Honestly Margo. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
Just follow us on social media. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook.
Margo.com. And if there's anybody watching who, it doesn't matter how young or old you are, if you're male or female, if you have an idea, go for it. Try it out. Experiment. Play with it. Pursue it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Start in the kitchen and work from there.
That's right.
Well, Irene and Margo Giannos, thank you for being such great guests on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming on our show. To learn more about Irene and Margo Giannos, visit honestlymargo.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.